White House, where this evening a pre-Easter dinner is on the agenda.
Christian pastors, priests, and faith leaders are expected to attend tonight's dinner, which will feature music and prayers, as well as remarks from President Trump. The White House Faith Office is also planning a staff worship service tomorrow that will feature evangelist Franklin Graham and Pastor Greg Laurie. In a Holy Week proclamation, the president said this week is a time of reflection for Christians. Greg Clugston, Washington.
American pastor Josh Sullivan, abducted at gunpoint during a church service in South Africa last week, has been rescued. Three suspects were killed in a shootout with police commandos. Sullivan was not injured. Surpassing Wall Street expectations, retail sales rose 1.4% last month, the steepest increase in more than 2 years. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 314 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They told us nothing but lies.
These timeshare thieves out there are terrible.
They bullied us.
It was a nightmare. We felt stuck.
Our timeshare is all a scam.
They stole from us. They were thieves.
I was completely taken advantage of.
Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group, and I know the tough spot you're in. Are you asking yourself, why did I buy that timeshare? I'll tell you why, because that presentation wasn't a normal sales pitch. It was a show to convince you that timeshare is a great investment. They told you it was available today and today only. They said you're foolish if you don't buy, and unfortunately, you believed them. We get over 3,000 complaints a week from folks just like you that were misled into buying a timeshare. Give us a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-989-1771. 800-989-1771. 800-989-1771.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Baltimore County Police have posted surveillance images of the man suspected of breaking into two Towson area businesses on March 31st. Detectives are asking for the public's help to identify the man or pass along any information related to the burglaries. Tipsters calling Metro Crime Stoppers can remain anonymous and may be eligible for a reward for information leading to an arrest and charges in the case. The Maryland Department of Environment has announced grants for 21 community-driven environmental projects around the state's two largest wastewater treatment plants. The $1.7 million in funding will be used for projects that support trash removal, improve stormwater management, and increase green spaces. The grant money comes from the settlement of a lawsuit filed by Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown, requiring the city to address unauthorized discharges of pollution from the plants. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASC certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit JimBarbieAutomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Rapid Radio's our instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to RapidRadios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Interesting comment from Orioles manager Brandon Hyde last night following the Birds' 6-3 loss to the Guardians. Baltimore stymied by Cleveland starter Logan Allen, held scoreless on one hit through 5 2/3. Meanwhile, Cleveland just kept chipping away at Charlie Morton and Sionel Perez. Here's Hyde very frankly after the game.
This is a contact team. I think that we could all take a little lesson at times of how they really stay on the baseball and they get enough of the baseball.
Birds hoping they get more of the baseball tonight with Dean Kramer and his 8.16 ERA taking the hill at 6:35 tonight. Ravens GM Eric DaCosta talking turkey yesterday in terms of the NFL draft, Ask the annual question about balancing need versus best player available, which of course is the Ravens' mantra.
Never want to pigeonhole myself into doing this or that, because when I do that, I usually end up being disappointed. You create a false expectation in your mind, and you start to think about needs and other things. And I like to go into that draft just like a wide open highway with no cars on the road. And I can drive as fast as I want straight down the road, unencumbered, and not worry about just driving. Turn the music up and just draft and pick the best players.
Ravens have the 27th pick in the first round, 11 picks in all. Maryland honing in on a new AD, with sources telling the Baltimore Sun that four candidates at this point have emerged. Three of them with Maryland ties: Nathan Pine, Jay Batt, and Michael Lippitz. And finally, a big high school lacrosse tilt yesterday. Number 2 McDonough playing some lockdown defense, stifling number 3 Boys Latin 10-6. The 3-time defending MIAA champions coming back from their first conference loss Friday at Spalding. Coming up in 30 minutes, what about Sid Mullins in the leadoff spot? And that is Stein on Sports.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
At 10:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
We're feeling a little bit of a chill today, but not for very long. Warmer weather the rest of the week. Partly cloudy and breezy today, 60 this afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny and 66. Friday's even warmer, 76 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently, it's 51 degrees in Dundalk, 48 in Owings Mills, and 48 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Wednesday to all of you. We got a lot of people listening to the show this morning and also weighing in on the topics. And I absolutely love it when you guys weigh in because, of course, I know my opinion. I give my opinion all the time, and it's usually the same opinion over and over again. So when you guys give me your opinion, your perspective, I love that. If you haven't already, please go to the App Store, download the WCBM app. It is free, and you can weigh in through the app as well because you can text me here through our live text line. And the big topic last hour was about Senator Chris Van Hollen making his way to El Salvador this morning, on our dime, of course, on our dime. But I do have some texts I wanted to read here, because again, I do appreciate you guys texting in. Robert says, Kim, if you look up Chris Van Hollen's Wikipedia page, it states that he was born in Pakistan while his father was an ambassador and his mother worked for the CIA. Does this mean that CVH, Chris Van Hollen, a possible descendant of Dutch nobility, is a citizen of Pakistan? Or, you know what, Robert, I don't know. I would have to go into that and see. And I know that's why you mentioned the Wikipedia pages, because I don't believe a whole lot of what Wikipedia says. And that's just based on what I read about myself on Wikipedia. I think I told you guys, at one point it said I was born in Africa. Then it said that I was born in Accokeek, Maryland. Meanwhile, there are no hospitals in Accokeek, if you're wondering. I have told you guys plenty of times I was born in Massachusetts, so I don't know. So, but then there was another person online, last week, he was saying that I was from the Caribbean, and he got that from some website. I was like, what? I'm from Massachusetts. Like, so that's why, and Robert, it could be true, but that's why usually I try to figure out if I can find any other information, because they usually get it wrong. Marty says, Congressman Glenn Ivey, let's see, the CI that accused him of being MS-13 was a credible informant for the PG County Police Department. Does he not trust his own police department? You know, Marty, that's a good question. Let's see, I have another Robert here. He says, do you think that he'll be bold enough to try and hold a prop in front of the prison, similar to what AOC did, which he tried to put on a show saying that migrants in these detention facilities were drinking out of toilets? I think he'll try to do that, but I don't think they will allow him to. You know, Robert, that's what some concern has been. And I could say even John Deedy, an analyst that you see sometimes at Fox 45, it is clear he supports the Democrats in this state. I mean, you know, people might say otherwise, but that's where his loyalty lies, clearly. But he did make a note on X about this situation, saying that he actually does fear for Senator Chris Van Hollen and wondering what will happen while he's down there and how he will get back. There's a level of fear there. Like, look, I'm not a fan of Chris Van Hollen. I'm not a fan of Cory Booker, but I don't want anything to happen to them. And that's why I don't understand why they're making this dangerous, you know, trek down there. Because in this scenario, you don't know what will happen. Like, think about, you know, what Senator Chris Van Hollen is willing to do for a photo op. That's pretty wild, isn't it? You know, Texter, since you brought up AOC, I just wanted to say really quickly, I have some audio here of AOC. She has been selling out rallies all across the country with Bernie Sanders the last few weeks. And over the weekend, she was at another rally. And at that rally, she basically made some comments that I always get his name wrong. The guy on ABC, George Stephanopoulos, whatever it is. Well, anyways, remember, President Trump sued George at ABC for $15 million for saying that he was held liable in court for rape. Well, AOC said this. Take a listen.
Bakersfield. This is a matter of fact. Donald Trump is a criminal. He was found guilty of 34 felony counts of fraud, found liable for sexual abuse. And if he wants to find the rapists and criminals in this country, he should look in the mirror.
That's what the... That's the best the DNC has right now. Look, not too bad. Not too shabby. She had a lot of people very fired up at this rally, so we'll give her that. Her comments there saying that he was found liable for sexual assault, sexual abuse, he was not. And again, that's how he was able to win this lawsuit against ABC and George S., for $15 million. So it'll be interesting to see, because I saw that and I thought, she might want to walk that back a little bit. Remember the ladies on The View? Remember when Sunny Houston had her walk it back? Because even she said something similar. The Trump administration or Trump's lawyers threatened to sue. So then she had to go back on another episode the following day and say, I just want to correct the record. And she had to read off of that. Remember she was reading off this little paper? But that was to save her behind, because she was going to end up in a similar lawsuit. And again, that's ABC. Just so you guys know, The View is also on ABC. So they were very worried that they were going to be sued again and actually lose that lawsuit. But thank you, Robert, for bringing that up. I think that Senator Van Hollen, I think he would be putting himself in a very dangerous situation if he decided to go down there and try to orchestrate any protests in El Salvador or show up at that prison with any props or anything, you know, for this photo op. I don't think that's very smart at all. So we'll see. Like, look, I know he wants to photo op here, but I don't think he's stupid, right? I don't think he's stupid. John says, can someone just go to a country and say, I'm here to see a prisoner? I mean, this man doesn't he have like a pre-scheduled trip to meet the president, even though the president said he's not releasing the guy? Yeah, John, that's why I think it's interesting that he's headed there, because I wanted to say, I'm 90% sure, I'm going to put this down, I'm 90% sure the president of El Salvador is not going to meet with Senator Chris Van Hollen. I'm 90% sure. Because if he was really about that life, right, if Senator Van Hollen really wanted to talk to him about this, he would have gone to Pennsylvania Avenue when the president was sitting there in the Oval Office. That's what he would have done. And as a senator here in D.C., if he stepped up to the White House and said, hey, I want to kind of get in on this meeting, or he would have had his staff call, you know, he would have been able to facilitate that much more than what he can facilitate now in El Salvador. So I don't think he really wants to speak to him. I think he knows for a fact that Mr. Garcia isn't coming back here for the U.S., and that's why this is considered a photo op. That's why he's not going to get anything accomplished. And the fact that he and his staff believe that this is a good idea, I'm not going to say it's career suicide, but what I will say is that this is going to definitely damage his credibility. I think it's going to damage his ego for sure, because I think he's not going to accomplish anything. I don't think he'll see Mr. Garcia. I don't think he'll be able to talk to him. All right. I do have some other texts here real quick, and then I'll get to the next topic at hand. Let's see. Texter says, Van Hollen going to El Salvador actually violates the Logan Act. I guess you could make that claim as well. I think, honestly, people are just so, they're so just upset with the fact that they're even doing any of this. Let's see. We've got some other texts here. Sorry to go through this away. Good morning, Kim. So climate change doesn't matter when it comes to getting an illegal back. Planes are not climate friendly. The big evil fossil fuels. But it's for a higher purpose, I suppose. Yes, Jesse, that's what they're telling us. You know, they tell us all kinds of things. I did want to talk about what's going on here locally. And this actually goes into the question of the day, by the way. If you didn't notice, UMBC, they put out another poll. And you take polls for what they are, right? It's just like you kind of, you read it, but you also keep in the back of your mind that it's most likely not very accurate. But again, this goes to the question of the day, because according to this UMBC poll, 1,200 city and county residents responded. And this was actually conducted at the very beginning of the month. So it was like April 1st to April 6th. Okay, so you kind of know where the timeline is on this. But they were asked to weigh in on their trust in local government, local news, and the quality of life in their area. Believe it or not, 65% of Baltimore City residents said they can trust their local government never or only some of the time. And Baltimore County residents coming in at 60% for their level of trust. They also said Baltimore City, they said 20% say reduce taxes and cost of living if you want to satisfy us. 17% said to improve public safety and reduce crime. That's 17% said that's on top of their list. And only 15% say that they want to improve the infrastructure, which I thought was interesting. Because how many times do we talk about the vacant houses and how that attracts a lot of the crime and violence that you see across the city? So for 15% to only care about that, I thought that was interesting. If you're looking at the top things that residents think the Baltimore County government could do to improve the quality of life, 25% say reduce taxes and cost of living, 16% say improve infrastructure, public services, and only 15% say improve public safety, reduce crime. I would love to know the 1,200 people and where they reside, like, you know, how they were sampled. Because I would think if these individuals were in Towson or Hunt Valley, like these areas of Baltimore County where there, things have gotten much more dangerous, like Middle River, right? I would think that crime and violence would be much more than 15%. But you don't get that information here with this poll. But I did want to say that when looking at the end of the poll here, according to the 1,200 residents, they are more concerned with taxes than they are with crime. And so I wanted to ask you your thoughts on this, just in case you weren't one of those 1,200 people that participated in the UMBC poll. I want you to go to WCBM.com and take part in our poll brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And it's a very simple question. Are you more concerned with taxes or crime? Right now, because you guys are always on top of it, right now, 46% of you say you're more concerned with taxes. And 54% of you say you're more concerned with crime. See, that's what I thought. I thought it would be close. And we'll continue, because of course, you guys, please go weigh in on this. I thought it would be close, but I thought that crime would have been a bigger issue than taxes. But if taxes is where they, you know, the information they got from these 1,200 residents from the UMBC poll, again, that opens a door for a Republican opponent when it comes to Governor Wes Moore here next year. The taxes are going to be a huge issue. They're going to continue to be a huge issue. When some of these fees go into place, right, whether it's June 1st, whether it's October 1st, whatever the dates are, the residents are going to be thinking about those fees and they're going to be thinking about these taxes. So when you look at, say, the gubernatorial candidate right now on the GOP ticket is John Myrick. We had him here in the studio. Great guy. Obviously got a good head on his shoulders. Obviously very conservative. And of course, I would love to see John win this. And so I look at this situation. I say, all right, we're talking money now, right? We're not talking about crime and violence, because I think many voters, they were under the belief that local government could solve crime and violence by having more rec centers, having more quote-unquote wraparound services, right? They're sold at every election cycle, and for some reason voters, there's some voters that buy it, okay? But when it comes to taxes and fees, how do you take that message and spin it? You can't. You can't. So that's why I think this election cycle here in 2026 is going to be a little bit different and in the favor of Republicans. You could say all day that we could solve crime by having more mentors, by putting more money in this or more money in that. But you can't solve the taxes and the fees. We're not going to solve it anytime soon in this state. So if that's the main concern, Republicans are sitting pretty. And so I just wanted to bring that up. And that's why, again, it's the question of the day. Go to WCBM.com. Are you more concerned with taxes or crime? Are you more concerned with taxes or crime? Now, of course, if you want to call in and weigh in, you can. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. You can also text in on this subject. We'll talk a little bit more about this. And then I do want to talk to you about some other voters in Baltimore City. And I mentioned the fact that I think that they're starting to wake up just a little bit. Just a little bit. Like, this is going to take some time, right? But I'm starting to see this glimmer of hope. And so for my Republican friends, to my independents, to my Democrats that are tired of the Democrat Party, what I'm going to say is do not lose hope here coming in 2026. This is our time to shine if we do it the right way. So we'll discuss more on this when we get back. Right now, I got to ask you a question, and I hate to ask you, but just imagine for a second that you lose the ability to hear someone say, I love you, the ability to hear a compliment, or just hearing the birds chirp, or even your favorite song, Conversation with Old Friends, or Kim Klasick Live. Look, losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, and I hope that it doesn't, I want you to call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100. You see, Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Now, Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been for over 44 years. And for your convenience, they have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area. So today, if you can, call 410-944-3100. If it's easier, go online at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Wednesday on the show, Trump is destroying the economy and abducting illegals to deport them without due process. And yet his approval numbers just hit an all-time high.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
It's almost like the people who were wrong about him and the MAGA movement all along are wrong again.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about taxes and crime. The UMBC poll came out, hit the web, whatever you want to call it. And it said that more people were concerned with taxes than crime. And what I took from that was Republicans do have a shot here in 2026. That's what I took from it. Again, the crime and violence thing, I mean, you hear this every election cycle. And every election cycle, you have Democrat voters that complain about it. And then you have the elected officials, the Democrats, will say, we just need more wraparound services. We need to increase funding. We need to modernize the system. We need to let juveniles know that they don't know right from wrong until they're 25 years old. It's always the same. Well, and you know what? Those that vote blue, no matter who, they're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, we need another rec center. Yeah, because that solves issues, right? You see the results in the rec centers. Let me just say this real quick, because I know I talk about rec centers a lot, because it does. It grates my nerves. There are millions upon millions of dollars going into these rec centers. Some of them are empty, okay? Not being utilized at all. Millions upon millions of dollars. Some of them are empty. And then the other ones, yes, there are kids that are using those rec centers, but those aren't the kids that are carjacking people at gunpoint. That's not them. The kids at the rec center, they might be sitting at home watching TV after school rather than playing basketball. Those kids aren't criminals. They're not violent criminals. I just hope they make the connection one day. Just one day. I got Mark in Baltimore. Mark, we were talking about taxes and crime and violence.
Hey, Kim. How are you today?
Good.
Hey, I have to say that Maryland is set up for a perfect storm. They're raising taxes on cannabis, gambling, automobiles, technology, as far as probably online gambling. And then they want to become a sanctuary state, which is going to defund, federal money. And as easy as they are on the criminals, and I just see crime is just going to escalate in Maryland in the future because they're all going to come here. They're going to set up shop. They're going to sell dope for cheaper than what they can get at the stores, and as far as the rec centers, you're right. I've Googled rec centers for Baltimore City, and there are lots of them. There's plenty to do. There's plenty of free stuff in Baltimore to do,
right?
And the surrounding area. And as far as Baltimore County, yeah, it's going to be a statewide problem. I live in Carroll County, and every morning I get up at 4 o'clock to go to work, and I have to be vigilant of my whereabouts because all I can think about is someone from an illegal country, illegal immigrant coming in and watching me and then causing me harm at 4 in the morning when nobody's watching. And I got to tell you, it's concerning. It's becoming more concerning. So I that's my thought. And, God bless Maryland. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you so much, Mark. Hope you have a great weekend. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, look, I don't mean to get off on, a tangent when it comes to the rec centers. But as Mark pointed out, there's tons of them. There are tons of rec centers, especially since Mayor Brandon Scott came into office in 2020. He reopened a lot of them, and a lot of them are empty. And then they'll tell you, oh, well, we just need wraparound services, or we need this, or we need to have free food there because that'll get them in there. No, they're going to carjack you at gunpoint whether there's a rec center down the street or not, okay? The violent juveniles, the violent criminals, they don't care about playing basketball with their neighbors. That's not a thing. Those are two different people with two totally different mindsets, right? This is kind of like where they paint everybody with this broad brush. That's not the same thing. Those that are committing violent crimes need to be locked up, rehabilitated while behind bars. That's the only way you're going to, stop some of this madness. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about this Baltimore City mom that's putting the puzzle pieces together. Like I said, there are a lot of Democrat voters that are really upset, even with the Department of Juvenile Services. And I think they're finally realizing that this is connected to the governor's, I guess you could say Secretary Vincent Schiraldi, but also to the Democrats and the way that they legislate some of the laws here. We'll talk about that coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Accusing the state of Maine of violating the federal Title IX statute, the Justice Department is taking Maine to court. The state targeted for refusing to ban transgender athletes from girls and women's sports. A federal judge ordering sworn testimony by Trump administration officials about efforts to return an illegal alien mistakenly deported to his native El Salvador, although he was subject to a previous court deportation order. Josh Sullivan is a free man this morning. The American pastor kidnapped at gunpoint during a service in South Africa last week was rescued by police commandos. New survey with some bad news for Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer amid speculation that he might be primaried. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 211 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Looking for a beautiful and functional upgrade to your home? 3-Day Blinds has you covered. At 3-Day Blinds, our free in-home design consultation makes it easy. A 3-Day Blinds design expert will help you find the window treatment solution that works best for your home's needs and style. We bring the showroom to you with loads of samples, giving you an idea of how different fabrics look in your home. Your designer also provides expert measurements and helps coordinate installation. Book your free in-home consultation by visiting 3dayblinds.com. Take control of your window treatments with Motorized by 3-Day Blinds. Whether you're at home or on vacation, you can operate your window treatments with the touch of a button using the 3-Day Blinds app. 3-Day Blinds has specialized in window treatments for more than 40 years, and it's the name people trust. At 3-Day Blinds, we have stylish and functional window treatments for any occasion. For your free custom same-day quote, schedule your free in-home design consultation now at 3dayblinds.com. That's 3dayblinds.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So, what to do about this baseball team? The Birds stand at 6-10 now after last night's 6-3 loss to the Guardians. Charlie Morton disappointing again. The manager shook up the lineup, moving Gunnar to cleanup, putting Westberg up top. But it wouldn't be a terrible idea to put said Mullins back up there.
Mullins up into the jet stream. It's going to go. Cedric Mullins will touch them all. He had the Orioles' first walk, first hit, and now their first RBI and run scored.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Mullins' shot, though, coming in the seventh, with the Birds down 6-0. Ravens GM Eric DaCosta addressing the media yesterday in terms of the upcoming NFL draft. DaCosta explaining why the draft is the lifeblood of this organization.
We're going to be in a situation where, you know, salary cap is critical. And so for us, young talent, the influx of young players every single year, competing to make the roster, I think, is really important now.
Round one of the draft, 1 week from tomorrow night in Green Bay. Ravens with the 27th pick in the first round. They've got 11 overall. Coming up in 30 minutes, what in the world is going on with Charlie Morton? And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Rod Barrowy here. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless all the listeners here at WCBM. Well, looky here. Gas prices are down. Egg prices are down. And oops, the stock market's down too. How would you like to never worry about market volatility in your retirement? You want some growth when the market's up, but no loss when the market's down. Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
The spring temperature roller coaster continues with much cooler weather today and then warming up the rest of the week. Partly cloudy, breezy, and near 60 this afternoon. Tonight temperatures, upper 30s to low 40s. Sunshine tomorrow, it warms up to 66. Friday's a mild day, 76 the high Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com, and we sell custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Our blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't, for any reason, we'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow by New Nordic. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com or at your local CVS.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and coworkers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. You know, I'm trying to keep track of my show plan, right? Because, of course, I played a great show for you today. And then also keep track of what's going on in real time in regards to Senator Chris Van Hollen. Because, of course, you know, he's making a video about every step that he's taking throughout this, you know, even though we're not supposed to believe that this is a photo op. But he did just post a video, and thank you to the individual on X that listens to the show that just sent it over to me. He just posted a video as he was about to board the flight to El Salvador. Just so you know, he is taking a commercial flight. This is not a private jet. He's in what it looks to be, I guess that's Reagan National Airport. I don't think that's BWI. I've never seen that part before. It looks to be Reagan National, but yeah, you know, that's what it looks to be. Well, anyways, he is boarding his flight, and he posted this video saying that he hopes to see Kilmar, which is Mr. Garcia, and check on his condition and remind him that we won't stop fighting until he's home. So basically, at this point, he has come to the realization that he is not coming back with Mr. Garcia. Remember yesterday he was saying basically that he believed that he could come back with him. But he is now in a realization that he's not going to. He also said in this video that he hopes to meet with the president of El Salvador, basically leaving that door open to possibly not meeting with the president at all. So he doesn't have a meeting scheduled. And like I said, this was posted about 3 hours ago, as he was getting on the flight. So here we go, right? Here we go. Alex in the text line said, Kim, Senator Chris Van Hollen may actually get the chance to get into this facility, similar to how former Representative Matt Gaetz got a tour, but good luck identifying Garcia. Everyone is shaved and wearing the same clothing. Yeah, I mean, I would think, do they not have, they have inmate numbers on them, I would think. You know what? How much information does Van Hollen have going down there? I don't know. That's a good question there, Alex. I don't know. I would say that Matt Gaetz, he got that tour because he had the press pass with One America News. And this is when Kristi Noem and others were down there. And so that's why he was able to get in to kind of show what was happening, right? It's like they weren't asking for anything. They just wanted to basically, you know, Kristi Noem did her photo op there. They just wanted to basically do some photo ops and to show people here in the States what it looked like down there. But they weren't asking to meet with a specific prisoner. I think that's the difference there. And I think because of that, I'm willing to bet they're not going to let him in the door at all. Because if that's what you're there for, why would they let you in? You know? All right, moving past that, there is a mother here in Baltimore City that's very disappointed in the Maryland justice system. And that's why I say that there are, you know, Democrats that are getting very close to understanding that they are the problem. Take a listen.
If they commit a violent crime like they're an adult, I believe they should be treated as such.
The mother of a 33-year-old man who was killed in an assault is frustrated with the juvenile justice system. So I'm Mary Bubala.
And I'm Maxine Stryker. Investigators say it was an assault turned deadly. That suspect, a 17-year-old, is being charged with involuntary manslaughter.
Fox 45's Mackenzie Frost spoke with her and is live in our newsroom with the emotional story. Mackenzie?
Yeah, Mary and Maxine, Chantria Carey says she got a phone call a few weeks ago notifying her that her son was in the hospital and in surgery following that assault that took place in West Baltimore. Her son later died, and now the suspect is back on the streets at home wearing an ankle monitor, something that she says is simply not fair.
Full of life. Always laughing, joking. Just, you know. He was just Darius.
Chantria Carey remembers her son.
Family loved him. Friends loved him. He was the entertainer.
He was attacked following an incident inside a bar in West Baltimore. A 17-year-old punched him near the corner of North Fulton and Edmondson Avenues. It all unfolded on March 27th. Darius Bunch turned 33 the next day. After 2 weeks on a ventilator.
Once the doctors informed me that he would be in a vegetative state, Darius wouldn't want to live like that. And I could not see leaving my son on a ventilator with no quality of life.
That was April 10th. And on April 11th, a 17-year-old male was arrested and charged with involuntary manslaughter. But Carrie says that information was never shared with her.
I never knew it was an arrest. I knew there was an arrest from Fox 45.
The teen suspect was brought to the Baltimore City Juvenile Justice Center and released to a guardian with an ankle monitor.
If we continue this cycle and we don't put a halt to it, how long are we going to continue to let juveniles get away with crimes such as this?
All right. And that mother is said that she is disappointed in the Maryland justice system, and she doesn't understand why we're allowing juveniles to do whatever they want. A couple different things here. You had Department of Juvenile Services not notify the family that there was an arrest made in this case. Now, again, that goes back to the legislation, right? It goes back to the fact that no one knows if there's an arrest when it comes to these juveniles. And even the state's attorney's office told us that it gets very sticky because of that Juvenile Interrogation Act. Right. So they may have arrested him. And the police believe that that 17-year-old was the one that killed her son. But at the same time, they can't really contact the family, because remember, if that 17-year-old is protected by that Interrogation Act, that 17-year-old is most likely just sitting there and has either a lawyer or a public defender. But the state's attorney, if you recall, cannot even ask that juvenile questions. Now, another piece of that is that we protect juveniles at all costs and their criminal record. So when this mother said she learned about the arrest on Fox 45, that's because Fox 45 most likely has friends at the police department or over at DJS and did a little digging and was able to find out that that 17-year-old was connected to that murder. That's why the mother said she found out through the news. It's sad and pathetic, but that's, again, Democrat policies at work, right? That's what it comes down to. And so you could tell, because I even commented in the comment section on this post, that's Fox 45's Instagram, where there are a lot of comments on there. A lot of people, by the way, do follow Fox 45, even though, you know, they'll say that Fox 45 is biased, which is crazy. But a lot of people do follow their Instagram page. So there were lots of comments on there. And I said, you know what? Again, Democrat policies, whether people want to believe it or not. Well, there were a couple people that commented on my comment that are Black and that I would not consider Republicans. And some of them were like, you know what? You're right. You know what? You're right. You see, if we just continue to speak the truth long enough, right? We continue it no matter who is upset about it. Eventually, it will get through to some individuals that understand what's going on. And that's why we continue to have this discussion here on WCBM, because to be honest with you, I think there are going to be many more people that wake up. And that's why, you know, I brought up the UMBC poll, where many people were upset about the taxes. It's going to come to a head. And I know many Democrats think, oh, it'll never get there. And, you know, I'm told all the time, you'll never win in Maryland, Kim. You'll never do this. You'll never do that. I'm telling you now, there will come a time, even 10 years from now, right? 10 years from now, I'm 53 years old. Could I still run for office at 53? Absolutely. Absolutely. Even 10 years from now. If we continue to speak the truth, it's going to get through. And I think that there are many generations right now. Think about the kids that are in high school right now, right? Or even in middle school. They're watching what's going on. They know their classmates have guns in their backpacks. They know, you know, they will know as soon as they get a job how much they're paying as far as taxes and fees. Trust me, it's all going to come to a head. It's going to have to flip at some point, because they're not going to turn this around unless in 2026 we actually do elect a few more Republicans. But remember, even Governor Larry Hogan sitting in that governor's mansion, he had a hard time because he had the supermajority in both the House and the Senate in regards to Democrats, right? So whatever he tried to say or do and try to be fiscally conservative at any time, you know, you had the Democrats in the Maryland General Assembly say, uh-uh, Governor, no way. And then when you look at the flip side of this, this is why I said Governor Larry Hogan kind of, you know, won in a way. And I think that's what they said with Maryland Matters, is he was a winner after this year's session. He won in a way just kind of by just standing by and by Governor Westmore blaming him for the issues that we have, especially financially, because there are enough people that put two and two together and understand that even if Governor Hogan wanted to be more fiscally conservative, the Democrats in Annapolis would not allow him to be. You see, I do think that it's penetrating. I do. You know, I also noted here on my show plan, I also noted that it's hard for me to feel particularly awful for these individuals at this point. Because if you tell me or you're telling a reporter, an interviewer, that you lost a son or daughter to a random act of violence, and here in the state of Maryland, you know, you also have on your Instagram feed or, you know, your Facebook page, basically the whole vote no matter, you know, vote blue no matter who, you know, you got pictures of Kamala, you got pictures of Governor Westmore. It's hard for me to really feel sympathy for those individuals because, again, you are voting for this. You are voting for this. It's to the point now where you would have to be deaf, dumb, and blind, and quite literally living under a rock if you can't see what's going on here. There's no other way, right? So it's hard for me to have this compassion for those individuals that support Governor Westmore and then complain about DJS, knowing that it's Vincent Schiraldi, Governor Moore's pick, that's the head of DJS, right? It's like I can't really feel bad for you, and I'm sorry to say that. But it's difficult for me. Also, when you're talking about crime and violence, especially whether it's in the city or the county, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but at Columbia Mall, they're going to put more police presence there because Columbia Mall has gone full Baltimore City. Okay? We talk about crime and violence at the mall. I don't know if we've discussed it in regards to Columbia, but there's a lot of Section 8 housing right there now around the mall, around the perimeter. What a surprise that the crime and violence has gone up. I'm not surprised. I did want to play this soundbite for you because, again, when you're hearing Mayor Brandon Scott and others saying, oh, Baltimore City is much more safe. Oh, Baltimore City, it's record numbers. We're down on homicides. We're down on non-fatal shootings. And it's because they spread it out to surrounding counties. And so now in Howard County, they're feeling it in Columbia. Take a listen.
Several recent violent incidents around and in the mall in Columbia. In response, Howard County Police are starting a beat specifically at the mall, complete with its own office and 24-hour staffing. Fox 45's Keith Daniels joins us live with this new program and reaction from shoppers. Keith.
Well, Vincent, Howard County Police released a crime reduction plan for downtown Columbia in February, and since then they say there have been no reports of gun crime in the area. And tonight, the latest part of that police plan. At the mall in Columbia, concern over crime. Michelle Goins with her story about how at one time it hit close to home.
Years ago when they had the shooting in Izumi at Columbia Mall where they shut the whole mall down, my children were here with me. They were probably 8 or 9 years old and they were in lockdown. I couldn't get to them.
Goins referring to the shooting at the mall in 2014 that left 3 dead, several others injured. Tonight, a new Howard County Police initiative aimed at deterring crime in downtown Columbia with a focus on the mall. In a news release Monday, Police Chief Gregory Durr and County Executive Calvin Ball announced the creation of a unit that will center on patrols in the area. Part of the plan includes a round-the-clock patrol beat assigned only to the mall and a full-time satellite office inside the mall. Over the last year, the mall in Columbia has been the hotbed of multiple shootings. Shoppers reacting now to the new police initiative.
It's benefit for everybody, you know, because, I mean, we feel like protecting with them, so for me, it's all right.
If it's going to provide more safety, I've got teenagers, and I would like for them to be able to come someplace and do their shopping and not have to worry about it.
In February, a double shooting on the mall parking lot that left one teen dead, another one wounded. In that incident, a teenager already on court-ordered GPS monitoring for previous violent crimes was charged. Before that, in July last year, a murder inside the mall food court. 17-year-old Angelo Little gunned down. The suspect, 17-year-old William Thomas Marshall III, still on the loose. Shortly after that deadly shooting, Little's mother left in tears.
I shouldn't be heartbroken like this. No mother should have to bury their child. Your children are supposed to bury you, because everybody has a beginning date and an ending date. I'm not supposed to be here burying my child at all.
All right, so that's what they're doing over there at Columbia Mall. Now, if you heard a couple of the people that they spoke to, you heard one gentleman there, right? One gentleman said, well, you know, if we need more police presence, that's great. Then there was a woman that was there, and she said, well, you know, if that makes us much more safe, then that's awesome, right? So these individuals, again, in that area of Columbia, they overwhelmingly vote Democrat every time. So they're treating the symptoms, and it sounds to me the voters are fine with treating just the symptoms, right? It's like, okay, we'll put some police out here, but we're not getting down to, as Democrats would say, the root cause as to why you've got so much crime and violence now at Columbia Mall. But, you know, some voters will still do that, okay? Now, these are the same voters, mind you, that do not want to pay police overtime. Let's also keep that in mind, right? As soon as a police officer takes overtime, they're the first ones saying, what is the police budget? Oh, my God, why do they need overtime, right? It's the same people that are like, oh, we need more of a police presence. Well, you know what? We're short on police officers. So they're going to have to take some overtime. Why? It's like the people that don't understand that you're going to get paid less if you're a female playing in the WNBA rather than LeBron James in the NBA. You see how all this works? Yeah, if we got police working more hours, they're going to need overtime. I don't know how to put this in simple terms for you, but that's what it comes down to. Now, I also say with this is, you know, it's kind of like watching a friend. And we'll continue this conversation when we get back if you want to weigh in. But it's like watching a friend that continues to go and date a guy that continues to cheat on her. That's what it feels like when I'm watching Democrat voters constantly voting for Democrats that are putting their lives in danger. Like, that's what it looks like. You know, you've got that one friend, no matter what, no matter how many red flags she sees, her boyfriend can even, you know, slap her around. She keeps going back time and time again. Well, he says he loves me, right? He says he's gonna do better. You're like, and you know, after the fifth time, you're like, you know what? I can't even answer my phone anymore. This girl is delusional. We'll discuss when we get back.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. we're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Jim Henneman, and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com.
Blindster.com sells custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Their blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows. And if they don't fit for any reason, they'll make them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
There's an inclination, Sean, to say you're not moving it in a direction in the pure MAGA people want to move it.
President Trump was elected with 77 million votes. His agenda is what needs to be moved forward. His agenda is the MAGA agenda. It is the America First agenda. So if you're working at odds against the President of the United States, he's the one that the people of this country elected. So if you're working against that, then what good are you?
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, talk about the crime, the violence. Don't forget, go to WCBM.com, partake in the poll brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Are you more concerned with taxes or crime, especially in the Baltimore region? But please partake, even if you don't live in this region, because across the state of Maryland, you're feeling the taxes and you are also feeling the crime. So far, 56% of you say you're more interested in taxes. 44% of you say you are more interested and concerned about the crime. I'll continue to check back on that. I got a couple of want to weigh in on this. John in Baltimore, how do you feel about the crime, the violence, the taxes, you name it?
Hello?
Yep, John, it's on. Yep.
I'm on. Okay, I'm sorry. How you doing, Kim?
I'm doing good, John. I got about a minute here.
Okay. I want to say that I can't understand why people vote Democrat. I mean, but if the Republicans get on the Republicans itself, I really believe that they start working more hard converting people. You know, the same way the man is going down to El Salvador to try to deliver somebody out of jail.
Yeah.
You know, nobody, the Republicans are the protest. They are, the ones that we have here in Maryland, they ought to come out and protest. The protest, they ought to make it known. What, because, you know, 90% of the people here in Maryland, will disagree with what they're doing. You know, we have so many people that don't get the news. They just don't get them. See, if everybody listens to you or all over, they don't do it. They don't listen to it.
Yeah.
Too much of the music and stuff, you know. So
right.
What I'm saying to you that the message just don't get out, and the Republicans got to go out and start working hard.
Yeah, John, you're absolutely correct in that, John. I got to take a break here, but you're right. You know, there should be some Republicans protesting Chris Van Hollen going to El Salvador. There's some breaking news. Just about an hour ago in regards to Chris Van Hollen and Mr. Garcia. So I'll get to that at the top of the hour and also take some of your calls on the crime and violence in the Baltimore region.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for